Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, back here on a Friday, sending you your holiday weekend. Connor Happer, Josh Hodson with you on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com. We're now joined by Brian Christofferson of Husker 24/7. Hello, BC. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Good. Initial reaction when you saw the news yesterday?
You know, it's funny. A guy, or I don't know, you maybe listen to the show. Random guy DM'd me the night before that. Said, hey, USC, UCLA going to be announced tomorrow.
Like,
all right, buddy. Thanks for filling up my DM. Didn't respond. Kind of disrespectful of me. I thought that could happen down the road, but I just didn't know if he was. I was like, okay, no. And then I see it. So I gave him his props and then our little messages, and good for him.
Wow.
I won't. He could have had the scoop of all scoops there.
That would have been amazing if it just came from, like, a random Twitter account. That would have been fantastic.
So I guess what I'm saying is, no, I wasn't surprised because I was told the night before it was
mad.
Yeah.
And you knew and you believed it and you took it and ran with it. So, yeah, you knew what was going on. We were just talking about it from this angle, and there's about 45 of them into this story, but the Big Ten sort of... It feel at least it's amounted to. I don't know if this was their angle and what they wanted to get out of this the entire time, but they're sort of awakening in, yeah, we're going to go ahead and stab the Pac-12 in the back here and take USC and UCLA, you know, damn the Rose Bowl, damn everything in between. We're going to grab these teams and we're going to be equal to the SEC as far as power and basically money and TV deals. We've come a long way in that regard, but yesterday it felt like that was sort of the arrival and the awakening of this big bad Big Ten, I think.
Yeah, the Pac-12 probably always thought they were sort of besties,
yeah,
with the Big Ten, and the Big Ten would stand up for them. And you know, the Big Ten had more money in the bank account, but they were always there to be a friend. And you're right, this changes the equation dramatically, and obviously we know that the shuffling isn't over now. I mean, now it's a free-for-all to see, like, who, if you're in a league that's not basically the Big Ten or SEC, you know, you want to see that a table somewhere that is a table within the house, you know, and then that's where a lot of teams, like, you know, even in the Big 12, it's going to be elbows out to try to figure that out for them. And, you know, back to Nebraska, we used to have this debate around here, and I never quite understood it. Well, I did. It was based on nostalgia, but we would always bring up, well, should Nebraska really left for the Big Ten? And, you know, this Big 12, Big Ten debate. Question answered for sure. It has been before, but for anyone who still wanted to bring that up, we can put that to bed.
Yep.
You want to be at the Big Ten table. You wanted to be 10 years ago. You wanted to be 5 years ago because of monetary and big picture reasons. And sometimes around here, I get it because I loved, I grew up as a kid watching the Big Eight and those schools. I kind of miss the regional aspect of college football and the fact that it's going to be gone and has been disappearing. But you also have to, you know, you got to look out for yourself in this situation. That's what Nebraska did more than a decade ago. And I think if people remember when Trev Alberts was hired, he kind of put that to bed in his opening press conference. He made a big point to go out of his way and say, we're really happy in the Big Ten.
Yep.
And that was smart. And I think people have maybe forgotten that happened, but they obviously in that initial press conference when Trev took over, wanted to make it clear, this is the league we're attached to, and there's a good reason for Nebraska to want that.
From a competition standpoint, from Nebraska, as we've had people bring it up from this angle too, don't you and Nebraska is, this is, by the way, the 11th anniversary of Nebraska joining the Big Ten is today. It's been some time now. Nebraska's obviously had their struggles in the league. And seeing what Nebraska, the journey that Nebraska's sort of gone through to become a quote-unquote Big Ten team, don't you think that the more teams that join the conference and sort of get out of their element, like, you know, USC and UCLA are now going to have to sort of go through, that's a better thing for Nebraska? Or I guess, how do you look at it from sort of like a competition standpoint?
Well, I know what you're saying. I mean, Nebraska's not sort of the one of the oddballs with now, right, which I think they still sort of were viewed that way in some respects, in part because Nebraska hasn't won enough, you know? So it's been easy for people to kind of take shots and say, well, you know, you can, Nebraska would, fans, for instance, might make fun of Rutgers being asked to join the Big Ten, but then Big Ten people be like, look how you're doing,
right,
you know? So, but you're right. I think Nebraska has always sort of been in that new crew, and it was maybe separated a little bit, and you sometimes got the opinion when Nebraska, or got the idea that when Nebraska had an opinion on something, it wasn't necessarily going to just be like everybody nodding their head about it, you know, you're the new guy, what do you know, sort of thing. And maybe this takes a little bit of that out of the mix. But, you know, there's no question, you know, from a blue blood brand standpoint, and that's what this is all about.
Yep.
The Big Ten nailed it. And, you know, the regional stuff, we can talk about how it's bizarre that you have a team in Piscataway, New Jersey, and two teams in Los Angeles. But that type of thing is just the way it is now. And we have to accept that. But branding-wise, they now stretch coast to coast. And, you know, USC is, you're talking about one of the top 7 or 8 college football brands in the country. Even when they're down, they're one of those brands. So, monster news, and you just wonder what comes next.
From a football standpoint, what do you think it means right now to be a Big Ten team?
I mean, I think the Big Ten, and they're positioned right there with the SEC now. So I if that's what you're asking, I mean, I think it being a Big Ten program is it. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, sort of like, you know, the thought process when Nebraska joined the league and how it was sort of this like plotting and we're going slow up and down the field, you know, the image of a Big Ten team that we have in our heads, like a, you know, like Northwestern or whatever. As the conference expands, you know, and we get, and maybe there's more than USC and UCLA joining on, as you sort of referenced, does that sort of go away over time? Or I guess what happens to the quote-unquote Big Ten as we know it from the football perspective?
Yeah, I think, I get your question. I mean, that's good because I don't think you can label it as easy now, and I think that's a positive thing. Like, I mean, it's just such a big league. There's just so many teams. I mean, you're practically, you're working your way up slowly but surely to, you know, you have half as many teams as are like in the NFL now, you know? So it's just like, you're going to see a lot of variety of styles of football. There's going to be some smash mouth in there, and then you're going to see some wide open stuff, I think. And obviously you've got some really good offensive minds. I mean, I think, we already know Ryan Day is a very good offensive mind. You know, Lincoln Riley's proven, Scott Frost and others are trying to prove that. So I think it's just an exciting league with these additions. I thought it was a great news from not only a branding standpoint, but I think from the quality of football and sort of the versatility you're going to see from schemes and all this stuff, it's not going to be easy to put this league in a box, you know, and say, okay, this is the style of football to win. And it's going to be tougher for coaches. I mean, not only the competition ramps up, but when you get sort of a diverse bunch of scheming that you have to go against, you really got 1 week you might see a team that will, you know, likes to grind it at you, and the next week it's a little more wide open. It does become a pretty big challenge.
How bad, if you're Kevin Warren or if you're the Big Ten, how badly are you trying to get after Notre Dame right now?
I think everybody wants Notre Dame, you know, just always has. They've been the big fish out there, and I think this forces Notre Dame's hand a little bit. I've always thought the Big Ten was the most natural fit. You know, obviously, how many teams does the Big Ten want to settle on is the big question there, but I think whatever that thinking has been, you make an exception to the rule for Notre Dame. You know, if you have to go to 18 or whatever it may be, you do that if that gets you that fish. So, you know, the ACC, they're fighting for survival, and they're going to obviously want to do everything they can since they have sort of a link to Notre Dame to, you know, to get that and make them a player in this conversation. But the Big Ten could, I don't know, the Big Ten could really hurt the ACC if they got Notre Dame. That one you go after with full gusto, I say.
Yep, that would be a pretty, pretty big move. All right, BC, we'll let you go. Have a good holiday weekend, and we'll talk next week.
All right, thanks a lot.
Brian Christofferson, Husker 24/7. Yeah, I mean, spoiler alert, we got a couple of different topics that we could throw in there, but there's just so many different angles to talk about this from, you know, including Nebraska and all the rest of the Big Ten. So yeah, that's what we're gonna talk about today. It's fun. It's Friday. Fun.
Fun. Sports action.
Sports action. Also the hot dog eating contest. Speaking of fun, that's not very fun to watch that, by the way.
There is a poll question on Twitter at Happer Show. Do you watch the Nathan's hot dog eating contest?
I like the idea that it exists. It is a tough watch.
It is a tough watch.
It's a tough watch. It should do they put it like a graphic warning on there beforehand? They're like,
ooh, good question.
Do they tell you what you may see is horribly disgusting?
I don't think they do.
Because it's pretty gross. It's American.
Oh, yes.
But it's
very American.
It's quite disgusting.
I feel shame when an American does not win it. So it
is. Do you feel shame when an American wins it?
No. Oddly enough, feels very on brand.
Yeah. Well, Joey's our guy.
Going for his 15th belt.
So if you'd like to bet on, and we'll pick this later on, ooh, maybe the easiest pick that we'll ever make. But if you'd like to bet on Joey Chestnut to win the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest on 4th of July, you'll have to pay some juice. Joey is a minus 3,000 favorite.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Some might say not worth it.
Maybe, but it's about as close as you're going to get to a lock that we have in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's won. He did not win 1 year. I think he's won 15 out of 16 or something like that.
Yeah, 14. It got to be 14 of 15.
14 of 15.
But, yeah, I mean, he's the subject of a 30 for 30, one of the
elite,
greatest sports rivalries.
Sure. I love it
him
when
and
they
Kobayashi.
I love it when they go through all the other people and all the eating contests that they have won.
Oh, the first like 10 minutes of this contest is must-see TV because
the announcer.
Yeah, it's just
with the weird hat.
Uh-huh, and it's just the intros. This guy ate 47,000 barbecue wings in 90 seconds.
Yeah.
This guy ate 12 pounds of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, but they'll do. Yes. That's really funny. 12 pounds of mashed potatoes. He's the world popcorn eating champion.
Yep.
He's the world Chex Mix eating champion. He's the world mashed. Yes, all that stuff. Fantastic.
The only one to eat Orlando's famed Engorger sandwich.
Now, there was a big, there was like a, it was sort of open in the Kobayashi time period. So I don't know if I got into it, but I could name you probably 5 to 7 competitive eaters at one point in my life. I'm not sure if I can anymore. I always loved Badlands Booker. Remember him?
Great name. No, I don't remember him specifically.
He might still be in there. I believe his name is...
Okay, I do know this guy,
you know,
actually.
Badlands Booker?
Eric Booker, yeah.
Eric. I was going to call him James. Eric.
Yeah, I do know this guy, actually.
Huge. He's mm-hmm. huge, monstrous fella.
Mm-hmm. Has the headphones on.
Yeah. But he's a rapper, and he raps about his food.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
That makes sense.
Yep. Well, perfect segue into odd news.
You know what? It kind of is.
Next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.